Question 2. Is there any biblical proof that our soul and spirit pre-existed in heaven? Answer. There are people reading this book who are still scratching their heads, wondering if their soul and spirit really did pre-exist with God in the form of an actual being. While I have not found scripture to verify exactly what Ronnie saw, let me direct you to some that imply it. There is an often quoted verse in Jeremiah 1:5 that was mentioned previously. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. The word knew, K-N-E-W, is the Hebrew word yada, Y-A-D-A, and it means that the knower, God, had actual involvement with the object of knowing, Jeremiah. The emphasis is on the fact that God knew Jeremiah intimately and personally before he was born. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." The Hebrew word for gave is used with the greatest latitude of application. It can mean delivered, made, sent, lent, placed, commit to someone's care, or give as one's possession. The Matthew Henry commentary says this about verse 7. "Man is a strange sort of creature, a ray of heaven united to a clod of earth. At death, these are separated, and each goes to the place whence it came." Numbers 16:22 reads, "Then they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation?" In Numbers 27:16, Moses addressed the Lord once again as the God of the spirits of all flesh. Hebrews 12:9 uses the phrase, "the Father of the spirits." Zechariah 12:1 says that God forms the spirit of man within him. The Hebrew word for form is a technical potter's word. It means to squeeze into a shape and to mold and fashion as a potter does with clay. The word is sometimes used to mean handiwork or craftsmanship. It is the same word used when God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Zechariah seems to be saying that your spirit was the clay that the potter used as he fashioned you in your mother's womb. When you were born, the world saw the potter's finished handiwork. In Romans 8:29, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Some teach that Romans 8:29 means that God knew in advance those of us whom he predestined to be saved. However, Paul could mean exactly what he said, that God knew you beforehand, and his plan was that you come to earth and be conformed to the image of his Son. We already know from earlier in this story that God does not choose one person to be conformed to the image of Christ and another not to be conformed. Our predetermined destiny was for all of us to be conformed to the image of Christ, even though not all will choose that path. Before the foundation of the earth was laid, God chose all of us to be holy and blameless. He ordained it beforehand, and it was his perfect will that we come to earth and be adopted back into the family as sons through Jesus Christ. Psalm 139:16 says, "In your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." Paul said in Acts 17:29 that we are all the offspring of God. Offspring means kindred, generation, or stock. The Bible teaches in Philippians 3:20 that we are citizens of heaven, and in Hebrews 11:13 that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. It is evident from the writings of people throughout the Bible that they had knowledge of God's hand in our past. Have we lost some of that knowledge over the centuries through doctrinal changes and misinterpretation of Scripture? Personally, I do not believe that our soul and spirit pre-existed as an eerie, disembodied, ghost-like apparition before God sent us to earth and committed us to our parents' care. God would surely have given our soul and spirit a form, just as he gives the angels and people who have died a form. The Jewish Encyclopedia provides some interesting information about the soul and spirit. According to Jewish writings, there are no direct references in the Bible to the origin of the soul. However, it is believed that all souls are prepared before the foundation of the world. The Syriac Apocalypse of Baruch states, "The storehouses in which the foreordained number of souls is kept shall be opened, and the souls shall go forth, and the many souls shall appear all at once as a host with one mind." Scholars of the Talmud said that the body is destined to return pure to its heavenly abode. According to the Haggadah, when God confides the soul to man, he says, "The soul I have given thee is pure. If thou givest it back to me in the same state, it is good for thee. If not, I will burn it before thee." There is another unusual Jewish thought that says, "At the time the Holy One, blessed be he, desired to create the world, it came in his will before him, and he formed all the souls which were prepared to be given afterward to the children of man, and all were formed before him in the identical forms in which they were destined to appear as the children of men of this world. And he saw every one of them, and that the ways of some of them in the world would become corrupt." An intriguing thought came to me that relates to the origin of our soul and spirit, and Ronnie verified that this analysis is correct. According to Ronnie, the new name that God will give you one day is the same name that you had before he sent you to earth and your parents named you. On the new earth, you once again will have the same name that God gave you in the very beginning. People who now live in paradise recognize each other because they knew each other before the foundations of the earth were laid. Perhaps this is why paradise is often described by some who have been there as one enormous family reunion.